Texas Football Today is a production of Dave Campbell's Texas Football and TexasFootball.com. If you like the show, help us make it. Become a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. You get a year's worth of exclusive online content at TexasFootball.com. You get 3 magazines mailed to you before they hit newsstands, including our legendary Summer Edition. And you get a year of access to Dave Campbell's Texan Live, our streaming service where you can watch thousands of live Texas high school events, including hundreds of live Texas high school football games. It's all part of a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscription. Get yours today at TexasFootball.com/subscribe.
Get on up with Dark and Bold from Community Coffee. Look for it at your local grocery or communitycoffee.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Potter, Executive Director of Be Well Texas. Too many people are struggling alone these days, and alcohol and drug deaths are increasing. We started Be Well Texas to offer high-quality, science-based addiction treatment and recovery services anywhere, virtually or in person. In many cases, there is no cost for treatment or medications if you don't have insurance. Really. Welcome to Be Well Texas. We're glad you're here. Visit BeWellTexas.org.
The Texas Football Today podcast is brought to you by BCR Now. Are you looking for an opportunity to captivate and enhance the experience of those who visit your stadium, arena, house of worship, or business? BCR Now can help you achieve that goal with a total experience. BCR Now is a technology organization that can fulfill your LED, audio, video, lighting, networking, security, and infrastructure dreams. Visit VCRnow.com to learn more.
Watch Texas Football Today live every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And get involved in the conversation using the hashtag TFToday.
Yes, yes, yo! From the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Mothership here in beautiful Lewisville, Texas, it's Texas Football Today.
God.
A show that made it.
We did it.
We did it. We're here. We're in football season. My name is Greg Tepper. I'm the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine. This magazine. TexasFootball.com, yeah, a corresponding website. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Whether you're watching us live on TexasFootball.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter,
cut you off,
all the places, or you listen to us on the podcast, which you can subscribe to on the podcast vendor of your choice. Either way, thank you for doing your part to support your local mediocre internet show. I am sitting here, over there at the helm today, making us sound good. She's the Duchess of the Dorks. She is Miss 305. She's Ashley Pickle.
Happy game week, friends.
We did it. Do you know there's 721 Texas high school football games this weekend?
Yeehaw. And man, I'm having war flashbacks to the time that we don't like to talk about with all the games being switched around. They're not getting canceled like they were at a certain year that ended in 20. Mm-hmm. But they're, with all the heat index stuff, it's constantly, getting pushed back, I looked at it, I was like, Mallory, I'm having flashbacks.
We'll mention this on the picks video too, because I'm recording that later today. But like, if you're going to a game this weekend, like, hydrate starting Wednesday, yes. Also, double check the start time, because a lot of them are getting shoved back, like 30 minutes, an hour.
Which, let me be fair, I think is a very good thing, because it's keeping the student athletes safe. But it's just, it's crazy when you start seeing Step tweeting about all these changes, that it's like, oh God, we're back in the dark times.
It really is. Yeah, it's tough. Today is Monday, August 21st, 2023, 94 days until Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to Usain Bolt, episode 1634. You ever think that if his name was like Usain Molasses?
That would be awesome.
Like, would he be as fast?
Probably not. That's how science works.
I think it would be better if he, like, but it would be better if his name was like Usain Molasses.
And
like, he's like, no, actually he's the fastest man in the world. Episode 1634. On today's show, folks, we got headlines from across the state, including some quarterback announcements in the college ranks and a high school football coaching change this morning.
Oof.
this morning. We'll talk about that. In the back half of the show, we're going south to Falfurrias to talk to the once and future head coach of the Falfurrias Fightin' Jerseys. Coach Arturo Garcia will join us to talk about his Fightin' Jerseys heading into the 2023 season. He's back after this is his second stint coaching Falfurrias. So we will hear all about that coming up here in the back half of the program when he joins us live. Do we have first four through the door?
We sure do. It was Nick Morton, Rob Hadaway, Tony Blaylock, and Aaron Arbuckle. Welcome in, fellas.
Welcome in, friends. It's time for football. And the best place to celebrate football is at texasfootball.com. That's not like really a read, that just like is like
it's a fact,
a thing. Do it. All right, Pickle,
it's a call to action.
Do you know what
you
this
will.
Is do you know what we're doing right now?
Hey,
the last headlines segment of 2023.
Woohoo!
Because next week, this time next week, you know what we're doing?
Hitting the air raid siren.
Monday Morning Fallout's back, baby. New and improved Monday Morning Fallout. But we got some headlines from across the state as we count it down to football season. The first headline is what we mentioned earlier on. The weather real bad. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not a climatologist. I'm not a scientician. Okay? But what I am is a human being with a weather app. And I will tell you that according to multiple sources are saying it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real, real hot. I did get a call, I think it was Thursday night. Thursday or Friday, I was asked to go on a local radio station to talk about the UIL's heat guidelines. And I think it's worth mentioning here what those are. So the UIL recently instituted something called the wet bulb globe temperature. Okay. I won't pretend to know what that is, but what I do know is that it takes a variety of different factors, mm-hmm. temperature, cloud cover, humidity, like sun angle. There's something else, maybe like dew point. That mm-hmm. feels like something I don't understand, right? Probably has to do with that.
Yeah, to just clear this up too, this is not something that the UIL created on their own. This has been a thing that the NCAA has had for a long time that I don't think a lot of people actually realize that.
And so what it does is you take all these factors and you comes up with an index. Think of it, I think, again, as a dummy, the best way I can explain it is it's kind of a souped up heat index. Mm-hmm. It's like a more accurate, more like, I would say more risk, like measuring.
I think that the best way to put this is pretend like there's a scale.
Yeah.
This gives a formula that will spit out one specific number of what this is on the scale. And if you're above that, like the NCAA is 86. If the bulb thing is at an 86, you cannot continue. Do we know what the UIL said?
I want to say it was in the 90s. Like 92 maybe. And remember, we ran into this at State 7-on-7. They were doing the wet bulb temperature. Mm-hmm. And I believe the rule is that you can have, when you can compete, but then you have to take 45-minute break, mm-hmm. which ended up working out in College Station because you have these built-in breaks because games are starting every hour, mm-hmm. right? This is a more, what you may see is, I will just prepare you. One, you're having a lot of games that are being pushed back, being delayed to 8 o'clock, 7:30 if they're a 7 o'clock kick. They want to push these games back. We haven't seen any games canceled, but like you're going to be pushing them back. Also, don't be surprised. I'm just telling you. Don't be surprised if you just have a really long halftime.
Well, yeah, and it really usually what they do, at least from the college ranks, is you have to, there is a mandated water break mm-hmm. in both the first and second half. So it's basically like adding in two smaller halftimes in there, which is, so it's not really going to, there should be no risk of canceling the game or doing that. I think most of these programs are just pushing it back so that way they're not sitting there right before game time trying to go and then it's like, oh, actually we have to do this, so here's your additional breaks.
The weather's going to be real bad on Friday. Friday, and this is just in Dallas, it is projected to tie the record high of 106, which is rad. But here's the thing about the wet bulb globe temperature. If it's 101 in Littlefield, mm-hmm. right, but it's 98 in Beaumont, I know which one is worse, okay? And it's not the 101. Because that one in Littlefield, that's going to be, we always hear it's a dry heat, right? I know I'm being real dad here. It's like, it's the humidity that gets you. It's not the heat. But if you, it's 98 in Beaumont, it's miserable. It's like, it's dangerous.
Yes.
Real dangerous.
Yeah.
If it's 98 in Littlefield, it may not be as dangerous. And so what I would do is if you're going to a game on Friday night, again, start hydrating, please. But also just be cognizant that games may be pushed back. Check in, like, if the game's Friday, check in Thursday night and see what time the game is because it may get moved. So there's your public weather announcement. Elsewhere across the state of Texas, we've got a couple of teams that have named their starting quarterbacks. Houston has made it official. Donovan Smith is going to be their starter. Dana Holgorsen made no bones about it. This was on Saturday. He said, Donovan Smith, quote, Donovan Smith is the clear-cut starter at quarterback, end quote. Okay. Good enough for me. That is, again, not a surprise, but I do know that there was a competition to replace Clayton Toon, who is going to be. Donovan Smith was the odds-on favorite, but it's now official that he will start the season there for Houston. Elsewhere, we've got this on TexasFootball.com. I believe our own Corey Hogue broke this. Our own Corey Hogue broke this, that Incarnate Word has named their starting quarterback. Now, Incarnate Word has a history of putting up big-time quarterbacks, right? Cam Ward, fantastic. Lindsey Scott Jr. was fantastic. The new quarterback at Incarnate Word will be Zach Calzada.
How about that?
Remember him?
Heard that name
former
before?
Former Texas A&M quarterback and a Georgia product. Zach Calzada is going to be the new starting quarterback for Incarnate Word. It is going to be very interesting to see how he handles it. But obviously, he won the job. Coach Clint Kelo gave him the job. Told Dave Campbell's Texas Football that he's excited to see what he's able to do. But the starter for Incarnate Word, Zach Calzada, former Aggie great, will be starting for the Cardinals. So keep an eye on that. I want you to go to TexasFootball.com. Always, but especially to go read a piece that we've got up there from Greg Powers about impact high school football transfers. There's impact high school football transfers across the state, including places like Austin Vandergrift, Frisco Emerson, San Antonio Reagan, Galena Park North Shore have all picked up important transfers that are hard to keep track of, but we have tried to track the major impact ones on TexasFootball.com if you go read that. So make sure you go check that out. And finally, Pickle, I hate to bring this back to bad news, but we must acknowledge that this weekend, Bill Little passed away.
Yeah,
Bill Little is a name that Longhorn fans will immediately know. That is probably true, but here's a more accurate statement: Bill Little is a voice that Longhorn fans will definitely know. He's a guy who was a longtime radio voice, a longtime PA announcer. I know that our friend Craig Way, basically he kind of took over a lot of the responsibilities from Bill Little whenever he took over that job, and then he moved more into a PA role. But he was a lifelong Longhorn down there, and a huge part of the administration down there with the Texas Longhorns. But he passed away at 81 this past week, and I believe it happened Friday evening in Austin. Certainly, we're thinking about the Little family and the entire Longhorn family down there as Bill Little passed away at the age of 81 after a long, legendary career there with the Longhorns administration. So we're certainly thinking about them. We are Texas Football Today. We're here every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, talking football in the Lone Star State. You can follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Dave Campbell's. Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/Dave Campbell's. And of course, see us at TexasFootball.com. Now, a word from these goods and services.
Born and bred in Texas hits a little different, as it should. Texas love doing business with fellow Texans. VCR Now takes its Texas roots as seriously as its many partnerships with schools and universities around the state. It's also why we're so proud to promote our brand in the pages of the Texas Bible, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and on the airwaves of Texas Football Today. Driven by producing quality broadcast video, state-of-the-art audio, and LED video scoreboards at affordable prices, VCR Now makes sure to listen to your needs in its athletic department before recommending the next best steps. Building great products is our business, and it's our focus on building meaningful long-term partnerships with our clients that sets us apart. From our 24/7, 365-day help desk, the training lab in our hometown of Red Oak, or our sports marketing business plan that puts money back in the hands of our athletic departments we support, VCR Now is built to last. Reach out to us today at info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW. Again, that's info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW.
Pickle, it's week one of the Texas high school football season. There's excitement in every corner of the state, and that includes down south in Foul Furious. Let's go to the hotline, and let's talk with the new head coach of the Foul Furious Fightin' Jerseys. We're joined by Coach Arturo Garcia. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate the phone call.
Absolutely. How are things down there in Foul Furious, Texas?
Well, it's hot, you know, like everywhere else. But no, we're taking it one day at a time, and so far so good. You know, we're just trying to get a little better today than we were yesterday.
You are back there at Foul Furious. Most recently, you were the defense coordinator at Premont. You're now back there at Foul Furious, where you were the head coach from 2005 through 2009. What was it about a potential return trip to Foul Furious that that intrigued you and that has you back in that chair?
Well, you know, Foul Furious is home. You know, I grew up here, and regardless where I was coaching, I always had an eye keeping up how the jerseys were doing. And, you know, when this opportunity came up, and, you know, the previous staff, they were already doing a lot of good things. You know, I saw some potential here, and I knew a lot of the coaches. I said, well, you know what, let me throw my name in the hat, see what happens.
You are back taking over a program that had a fantastic 2022 season, 7-4 mark, yes, back into the playoffs for the first time since 2016. Whenever you got the job and you were able to talk to your players and address them as head coach for the first time, what was your message to them?
Well, the message to me from them was basically that I need to develop some trust. You know, we weren't going to reinvent the wheel. They were already doing a lot of things well. We probably were going to skin the cat a little differently at times, but at the end of the day, it's still blocking, still tackling. And I just asked them to trust the process, and I was real fortunate our seniors really embraced the change, and you know, we made some good strides in the spring.
Talking with Arturo Garcia, the head coach of the FF Heroes Fighting Jerseys here on Texas Football Today. Get involved in the conversation at #TFToday. So, Coach, you take over this program. You get to know this roster. This is a program that's bringing back 13 starters from last year's team. When you take a look at this year's Foul Furious squad, what part of this team has you most excited?
Most excited, I think defensively, just the speed we have on defense. I think we can put ourselves in position to make some plays and set up our offense.
On the other side on the other side of the ball, you guys do bring back a star running back in Rene Martinez, a guy who ran for 2,100 yards. You've gotten to know him over the course of the off season, over the course of workouts. What is it about Rene Martinez that sets him apart, that makes him special?
Well, I think his daily commitment, you know, he's doing things on his own, you know, whether it be in his backyard or out on the field or in the weight room. You know, he has a very clear vision of what he wants, and you know, he's very self-motivated, and he brings that leadership to the team. And I think that's what I was most impressed with, just his initiative.
Talking with Arturo Garcia, the head coach of Foul Furious here on Texas Football Today. Get involved in conversation at #TFToday. All right, Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about your district. District 16, 3A Division 1, in there with San Diego and Rio Hondo, teams like Lyford, and then Academy down there in Santa Cruz Frutas. I'm interested, when you take a look at District 16, 3A Division 1 heading into the season, from your perspective, what do you see out of this district?
Oh, I, you know, no cupcakes, that's for sure. You know, everybody's pretty solid, pretty steady. You know, Real Hondo, they had some great years at the 4A level. Lyford's had some solid years. And, of course, it recently everything has run through San Diego. You know, the job Coach Ochoa has done there for years, you know, San Diego is really the team to beat, it seems like, year in and year out. Santa Gertrudis, I hear, is much improved. So, you know, you have to be prepared. You need to be ready because every week's going to be a challenge.
And finally, Coach, it all gets going this weekend. You guys will travel down to Santa Maria to take on the Cougars there at Cougar Stadium, taking on Santa Maria to start the year. Certainly, I know you're in the lab figuring things out, but I don't want to ask you to give away everything here on the air. But when you take a look at what you guys are going to be up against on Friday night, what do you see?
Well, you know, we're going up against a program that's established as far as their schemes. You know, they've been together 4 or 5 years, where our schemes, we're still a lot of install stage. You know, we put about a third of our offense in for the scrimmages and certainly our base defense. So, we're a little catch up, so to speak, versus Santa Maria. So, you know, we're going to have to be really sound. You know, special teams is going to play a role. You know, we got to get some field position and, you know, get some stops on defense and, you know, find the right cats to get the ball to on our end, and hopefully we can, you know, get a W.
He's Arturo Garcia. He's the once and future head coach of the Fell Furious Fighting Jerseys. Coach, we sure appreciate your time. Congratulations again on the new gig, and best of luck Friday night in Santa Maria.
All right, thank you guys, appreciate it.
There he goes. Arturo Garcia, head coach of Fell Furious Fighting Jerseys. Join us here on Texas Football Today down there in Brooks County. Excited to see what they do. You know, again, they're coming off of a really fantastic year. Ruben Garcia left after 3 years to go and take over as the AD at Kingsville, I believe it was. But he led them to their best year since, probably 2001. I mean, they snapped about an unsightly 5-year playoff drought when he took over. And it was 2020, so grain of salt. Like, I just started kind of, it matters, but like kind of ball it up and throw it in the trash, especially a first-year coach like Coach Garcia, Coach Ruben Garcia was. I mean, they went 0-8 in 2020, and then they went 7-4 last year. So the build has been there, and I think that things are pointing in the right direction. Now they bring in a guy who knows his way around football. He was coach here at Fell Furious, coach at Robstown, now taking back over with the jerseys here in 2023. Excited to see what they do, and they open the year against the Cougars of Santa Maria. So excited to see what they do. Let's go over to Ashley Pickle from America's second favorite segment, Final Thoughts.
Coming up this Friday,
audible gasp,
Dave Campbell's Texas Football Tonight. Picture Red Zone for Texas High School Football, coming for free. You can stream it for free on texanlive.com, live from the North Texas Television Studios. We will, as of now, be going live 7:30 to 10. We will keep you updated on this. If every single game that we're spotlighting is getting pushed back, we might push back for about 30 minutes. But as of right now, 7:30 to 10 o'clock, streaming for free. We're hoping so. But we're taking a look mainly at our main spotlight games, which we'll be announcing later on this week. So super excited. Texas Football Tonight coming up.
7:30 Friday night, texanlive.com, free and available everywhere that you get internet.
Correct.
We can't be held, if you don't have internet, we can't be held responsible for you not getting it. But if you do have internet, you can get it for free, texanlive.com. That is going to do it for us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. Follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DaveCampbells. Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/DaveCampbells. And, of course, see us at texasfootball.com. Thanks again to Arturo Garcia, the head coach of the Fell Furious Fighting Jerseys, for being our guest. For Ashley Pickle, I'm Greg Tepper. Vince Young, please meet your Player of the Year trophy. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Texas Football Today.